Welcome to the Redeeming Roots podcast, hosted by me, Megan Barrett. One thing I've learned in my own life and from the women I've coached is that when things aren't going the way you want, there's a reason. The truth that most people don't know is that your unconscious beliefs are hiding beneath every decision in your life and are directly responsible for creating your results. Here on the podcast and inside my coaching programs, we dig deep to get to the root of what's happening. Not only to heal the past, but to rewrite the script. So whether you want to grow your own business, become a more patient mom, or just heal your past wounds and live into the real you, I'm here to guide you towards a life that's rooted in love, truth, and authenticity, where you are able to fully trust and lean into your own intuition. Thanks for being here. Let's dig into today's episode.
When I was in third grade, I really struggled with perfectionism. This was, according to the family stories, this was where my perfectionism first started. And it was to the point where, like, I would take a spelling test, and if I missed a word or two, like, my day was ruined. I don't remember it fully, but I do remember really, really working hard to make sure I didn't make any mistakes and make sure I didn't miss anything. But I'm told, you know, my day was ruined. Maybe my week was ruined. I was just really down on myself. Can you relate to this? Really working hard to not make a mistake. And then if you do, it's like, what did I do? Why did I do that? Maybe even go to, I'm a bad person because I made a mistake. So, little Megan in the third grade, my teacher and my mom knew that this was not going to be something that was going to serve me very well. And so I'm so thankful that they decided to step in. So they worked with me, trying to encourage the work that I was putting in instead of the final like grade. They would help me focus on, you know, did I try my best? Great job. Did you get, like, let's focus on the ones you did get right. Which, I mean, looking back, they were doing subconscious reprogramming on my little third grade brain, because I was really leaning towards focusing on the negative and what wasn't good. What mistakes had I made? What did I not get right? As an entrepreneur now, many, many years later, mistakes are part of everyday life. To be a successful entrepreneur, you have to be willing to take risks, to do things different than maybe you've done them before, especially if you're trying to get different results than you've gotten before. So, third grade Megan, highly perfectionistic, did some work on it. Entrepreneur Megan, still a little bit working through some of the perfectionism. However, I am worlds ahead of where I was back then. But what I want to talk about today is not, you know, how bad perfectionism is, because I hear that a lot, and I don't actually want to add to that part of the conversation. Today, I want to talk about our gifts and how can we shift from thinking the things that are wrong about us are actually a gift, maybe in disguise. So for me, what if underneath that perfectionism was actually a gift? You know, some people might say, oh, so they're such a perfectionist in a negative, flaw way. But what if there's a gift underneath there that people aren't seeing, that I couldn't even see? Not everybody has this gift. And now I can see that it actually is really helpful. being able to walk into a room and automatically have ideas for how I could rearrange the furniture and make it a more functional space, that is a gift. Being able to see someone's marketing video and be able to tell them 5 ways right away how they could improve so they can have better connection with their audience and make more sales, grow their impact and their business, that's a gift. Being able to come alongside someone as they try to lose weight, balance their hormones, and give them suggestions for things, simple swaps they can make, simple solutions they can try to get the desired result. That's a gift. And so if you in the past have been told that your perfectionism is bad, I would like you to think of it differently today. I would like you to think about what is the gift that's hiding underneath there, and how has this perfectionism actually served you in your life? How has it served the people in your life? Because in doing so, you're shifting this idea of this flaw, you're shifting that to, wow, maybe it's a gift. And here's why this is important. Because we all have gifts. However, we often think that they're the things that are wrong with us. We think we're too much or we're not enough to be successful or to be happy or to be a good mom. But what if it's those things where we're so hard on ourselves, those things that we are saying we're too much of or not enough of? What if those are actually our gifts? And what if those are our superpowers and what we're here to share with the world? So I've been paying attention to this for a while now. In my own life, I've gone through quite a journey, unsure if I even had a gift. Unsure what my role was. Am I just here to make everybody else happy? Because that's kind of how it felt. But I've been through some things. And now I know, and now I see, that all the ways that I was making myself wrong and making myself less than or not enough or too much are actually my gifts. Sometimes in different situations, I've needed people to pull that out of me and see it from the outside because I had no idea it was even there. Sometimes I've been able to use different tools, personality tests, or human design to be able to put words to something that I knew was there, but I didn't really have the language around how this is a gift and how can it benefit other people. How can it benefit me and my family? But I believe we all have gifts. We have a lot of them, actually. We have gifts that we are here to share with the world, and that is actually our purpose. We are here to be ourselves fully, and that is what we do in this life. Because the world is waiting for you. The world is waiting for you to step up and say, here's who I am and here's what I do. And what I've been seeing as I've been looking around on social media, mostly on social media, I see a lot of people who maybe don't really believe that they have anything to offer. Maybe they once did when they first started their business. They thought, oh, they had this glimmer of hope, like maybe I can make a change in the world. And then something happened and they start to doubt it. They're like, well, look at all these other people who are doing the same thing. What makes me different than them? Maybe I'll just let them do all of that. And I'll just do my life and I won't do my business because, yeah, you know, that's for somebody else. Does that sound familiar? It has crossed my mind so many times, which means I'm the most perfect person to talk about this because I've sorted through it, I've worked through it, I've done so much work so that now when this happens, I have a process to get myself out of it. And I think everyone should have a process like this, actually. A process when you have like a bad day, when you're feeling off. And for each person, I think we have kind of a unique flavor of bad days. For me, it's often around purpose. And it's often around, do I have anything to offer? And so now, when these thoughts cross my mind, I have a process. And it's so helpful. I, on Instagram, a couple weeks ago, I put out some question boxes and I was just wondering, like the people in my audience, how are they feeling too much or not enough? And like, is this a common thing? Is this just me? It's not just me, guys. So I wanted to read some of the things that some of the responses that I got, and I want to kind of walk through how you might rewrite these perceived flaws as gifts. Because this is it. This is how you find confidence. This is how you find real confidence to show up in your business and say, I have something to offer. I have value to offer. I can help people. And be able to stand there and carve your own path. That takes so much courage. And the people who are doing it because they know they have something to offer. So if you don't have this foundation of, oh, I know who I am and I know what I'm about and I know who I can help, I am putting on a training on March 28th. I'll put the link in the show notes. I would love for you to come. I'm going to be talking about this in more detail and offering some other options and solutions and all the good things about how to rewire your brain to see these flaws as gifts and why it's so important. Yes, for entrepreneurs. Yes, for anyone who has a goal, who's trying to achieve something that might be different from the people around you. It's so important to be able to have this foundation. Okay, so here's some of the things. Here's one of them. I'm too all over the place to be successful. So without knowing much context from what these people have said or too much about their life, I'm going to just act as if I'm sitting across from you and you said the sentence, and I'm going to say what I would say to you. So if you're telling me that you're too all over the place to be successful, first of all, I would ask, according to who? Right? So we want to know, has someone told you that you're too all over the place, or is this just in your head? Also, I would argue that if you're all over the place, that means that you must value flexibility. You must value freedom. And those are gifts. Those are things that other people might be looking for you to help them with. Another one was, I'm too tired and overwhelmed to be successful. And I would say, the people who are the most tired and the most overwhelmed are the people who, once they've worked through that and come up with systems, are the people who are the best at managing their energy. You're the best at managing your time, having time management. It's possible that you're in like the thick of healing right now, and you are really tired and you are overwhelmed, and that is exhausting. And it's possible that there's lessons for you in this moment, things that you can learn that then you can bring to the world on the other side. It's also possible that you're trying to do things that are not yours to do. You're tired and overwhelmed because you're saying yes to things that should be no things. And so practicing that and having that discernment of, is this something that is right for me or not? Being able to make those decisions, practicing that, those are gifts. To have that awareness that not everything is a yes. Another one was, I'm too basic to be successful. And this one, First of all, I would ask again, according to who? Because in my mind, basic means like regular. That means relatable. That means people are going to be able to identify with the things that you're working through, which means you're not too basic. You're perfectly perfect the way you are. And you are totally relatable. Would you rather work with someone who understands where you're coming from and who understands your struggles, or from someone who's way up on the mountaintop and who has no idea what struggles you're going through? Okay, and then I asked some that were like kind of not enoughness questions. And I got some really interesting responses. I'm not popular enough to be successful. That one is interesting, right? Because when I think of you're not popular enough, I mean, everyone will have a different version in their head of what the word popular means. But in my mind, that means you must be really down to earth and you must be authentic to who you are and true to who you are. You're not trying to fit in with a crowd. You're being you, which is a gift. Another one, I'm not organized enough to be successful. According to who? If you're not organized enough, first of all, you may be holding yourself to a very high standard. Second of all, you could be someone who could help people who don't feel organized because you're still getting stuff done, right? Maybe you decide, I'm going to create a system that works for me because all the other systems out there haven't ever worked. And maybe you need to make your own way. You need to make your own system. And you can teach that to people. Maybe you're just trying to juggle too many things. And this goes back to managing your energy. Maybe you become very skilled at knowing what is important to organize. You have a very selective filter. These are the important things, and those are not. And then the last one I have is, I'm not sure enough to be successful. And I'm going to bring in my human design here because I'm guessing this person has an undefined Ajna center, which is the certainty center. And I have struggled with this also. This feeling of, I have to be certain. I have to know for sure what I'm doing before I say yes to it. Because if I don't, then I'm going to get to this place where I can't even, you know, I can't keep going because I wasn't sure when I first, right? It's like a rabbit hole. But really, there are so many gifts in not ever having 100% certainty. Because you can see things from every perspective. You don't have one right way of doing things. You help someone, you meet them where they're at, and you help them how they need help. You see what's best for them. If this person does, in fact, have an undefined Ajna, that's a gift in coaching, to be able to meet someone and be able to see all different perspectives. So I wanted to just come on and share some of these things, this feedback that I got, these responses that I got on Instagram, because this is what I'm going to be talking about more in the training on March 28th. I'm going to talk about a powerful framework that's going to help you, give you some tools to really standing in confidence and being able to steer your boat in the direction that you want it to go. Because you actually do have that power. It may not feel like it. It might feel like you're just kind of being tossed by the wind. And, you know, one day you're feeling great and the next day you're not. And then you feel great and the next day you feel awful. And so I want to give you some tools. So I'm going to walk you through a framework. I'm going to walk you through some tools and I'm going to share some perspectives that I think are going to be really helpful and really freeing because I have my own story that I'll share in the training of when I couldn't even see my own gifts. I had to have them called out of me. And I was actually really angry about it, like really angry. And I'm going to share about it because sometimes things don't work how you think they're going to. Sometimes you have this whole plan and it's all wonderful and good, and then it just doesn't happen. And there can be disappointment and anger and frustration in that, and that's okay. And at the end of the day, we're on our journey. We're on our journey to discover what are those gifts inside that I need to let out. It's possible that you are trying to force something to work in your business, and that's why it's not working. It's possible that you have gifts that are like hidden. You're hiding them and you're scared to let them out. And maybe you just need somebody to call you out on that. So I will be launching a new program that I'm going to share about at the end of the call, the end of the training on March 28th. I'm really excited about it. This is a program that's becoming like, oh, I wish I would have had this. And I'm so excited to create it because then I will have it. And so will all of the people who sign up. So anyway, I am really excited to offer this training. I think it's so important. It's essential, in my opinion, for entrepreneurs to be able to know their gifts, to discover their gifts, to own those gifts, act from them, and remove any blocks that are standing in their way. Thanks so much for being here.
Hey, look at you go. You made it all the way to the end of the episode. That is something to celebrate. Do you know how many people don't finish the things they start? If you liked this episode and want to support me and my mission to help people find purpose, heal their past, and get results, share the love. It would be amazing if you would leave a rating and review or take a screenshot and share it on social media. And if you're ready to dig deep, do the work, and get results, head on over to redeemingrootscoaching.com to join the email list and book a discovery call to see if working together would be a good fit. Thank you so much for listening today. See you next time.